Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Hello, Merry Christmas, Happy World Cup, and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, Matt Ford.
And me, John Richardson. This is the first of our World Cup shows on the podcast.
Lots to talk about, of course, but the big question that the whole country is asking, John, is did you watch England thrash Iran 6-2?
Is that the country's big question at the moment? Is it?
Well, I think re this pod...
I've not even been contacted by the Yorkshire Post.
You are?
I've not even had the Lancaster Guardian on the blower.
Well,
I don't think anyone gives a shit if I watched it.
I am your official.
Oh, is this? Are you basically, you're like the press association, and whatever I tell you gets fed out to all the big tabloids.
This is it. Goes out on the wires to the ears of the world. So, John, did you watch it?
No. I have yet to watch a minute of World Cup football.
Okay. Is this purely just on moral grounds, or are you just busy?
No, I'm just not watching it. I don't want to watch it. Obviously, this will become a greater issue. It feels like at the moment, the national mood is on my side. People don't really give a shit. The games are in the afternoon. It's raining. People are at work. It's the group stages. They're bad games. But no, I don't intend to watch any of it. And I haven't missed it. Been absolutely fine. Don't mind it. I tell you what, there's been some good snooker and there's been some good darts.
Well, I'm glad.
But you've obviously watched it. And I recognise that if you are taking part in a World Cup podcast, it pays to have 50% of your team who've watched the game. I assume you did watch it. Tell us where you watched it. Tell us why you hate gay people.
I did watch it. And I disagree with you. I think most of the country are bothered about it. And are excited about it.
Nah, they're not, mate.
Well, look, based on the amount of people that were spilling into and out of Nottingham's pubs yesterday, you're wrong. It was packed. You know what? So I watched it in Bar Oz, or Oz Bar, as it's now called. They flipped the words around as an attempt to modernise it on St. James's Street in Nottingham. Lots of big screens. And it was one of those things where I was just like, I'll book a table in advance. 60 quid for a table of four, two cans each.
Cans?
Yeah, cans of Red Stripe. Well, it said two drinks. I mean, you said, there you go, you get a can each. I said,
Red Stripe?
Should we get two cans each?
Cans.
Get the email. I said, hey, mate, it says two cans here. Yeah, so we're watching it in there. We're by the door, so it's freezing. I mean, it is surreal watching it in the freezing cold. We were very, very cold where we sat, but we had a great view of the screen. At one point, I thought, you know what? The pub was pretty busy, but it wasn't like bedlam. And I thought, oh, it's a Winter World Cup. The toilets are upstairs. I go upstairs, and it was like... the end of days up there. It was bedlam, right? Security started running up like it was on the verge. And this is like 1 o'clock.
In the toilet?
No, there was another room upstairs. So obviously we've
I see.
We've been put probably in like the docile bit.
The sort of people who book in advance.
Well, exactly. So, and then all the other pubs were chaos as well. So it was great. And obviously, the main thing...
It sounds great. Security running about, cans of Red Stripe for 60 quid. It sounds great.
And obviously, just the way we played was sensational.
Tell me about it, because I haven't read anything. So,
okay.
Is it Iran are bad, right?
Yeah, but Saudi Arabia were meant to be bad.
Yeah.
You know,
they beat Argentina.
They did, yeah. So that's the... I mean, you score six goals at a major tournament. That's a big deal, particularly...
I would love to score six goals at a major tournament, mate. I'd love to score one.
The main thing you need to know, and anyone who didn't watch the game, is this: England looked great, and just, you know, you can tell, like, some, the thing that always used to drive us mad was that terrible cagey way that they played, where they're just knocking it from side to side, and they all look really stressed. I don't think I've ever seen England look so relaxed.
They
were just incredible, just playing really loose, really accurate. Great Kane was incredible. And then the options off the bench. So they make a triple substitution. They bring on Rashford, Foden and Grealish. Rashford immediately scores. It was just great. It was just, and they just look so happy. Bellingham is incredible. I cannot tell you how good Bellingham is. He's
I can
mega
tell you
star.
How good Bellingham is. He's kept Calvin Phillips out.
And the thing is, and I love Calvin Phillips, but Bellingham just brings so much more. He's so strong. He can do so much. Sterling looked incredible. Do you know what? They picked up really where they'd left off. It felt like more like they picked up after the Euros quarterfinal, even the semi, because it didn't feel they were back to playing how they played before the Euros finals, just like fluid, so confident. Just
let's focus in on the fluid. How much did you drink? How drunk were you? Sent me a picture of you outside Taco Bell, but I think that was a different night.
It was. So I went up to Nottingham for a long weekend for what was effectively the end of my birthday.
Oh, it sounds like a horrific Channel 5 series.
What was that?
40s long weekends. I went up to Nottingham, got f***ing hammered, ended up in Taco Bell, and then went out to Nottingham again the next night and got thrown out of the toilets, ended up in Taco Bell. And then Sunday, just had a curry and got hammered and threw up. And that's 40s long weekends.
Oh, no, you're so close. I had a curry on the Saturday.
And what day was the football? The Sunday?
Monday. So I went up on Friday night. This was my plan, right? The plan was meet up with some mates on the Saturday.
40s long weekends.
40s long weekends. And then on the Sunday, go for dinner with my sister and mother.
Oh, you really spat that out. I bet they feel very special if they're listening to this podcast. Yeah, a few guns on the train, you know, out with a few mates, Taco Bell. Saturday, went out for dinner with my mum and my sister. Ruined.
That was the highlight.
You have ruined this.
No. It was very special. I had a pulled lamb shepherd's pie. Anyway, so they
pulled
were the
is just
things.
A posh word for braised in it now.
Okay, fine.
Everything.
It was a braised lamb. I didn't.
It's
cook
just
it.
Soft meat in it. It's just meat for people who don't want to chew.
Well, I like meat. I like to chew.
Yeah,
and I had it. So maybe it appeals to people beyond that narrow.
You don't chew. I've seen you not chew pizzas. You inhale.
That's
you
true.
Want powdered lamb. That's what you want.
But when with mother?
When with mother, of course.
Chew with mother. So, but
you mean
so
sauce,
this was,
mother.
Hang on.
You
so this is
fucking stink of red stripe, Matthew.
Oh, I've got to tell you.
I can hear you opening cans under the table.
Well, come on to my mum in a bit.
Go on, duck. Come on to my duck.
I want you first to revel in my decision making because
go on.
On the plan was all day of Saturday, dinner with mother and sister on Sunday.
Dinner with
right?
mother.
But obviously, England at home, not England at home, England playing in the World Cup on the Monday. So I thought,
yes,
well,
very much not at home. I'd have watched it if we were at home.
But you know what I mean? I was in Nottingham.
At home in Qatar. That's what you mean.
I was at home. You know, boy, I deliberately haven't gone to that anyway. Anywho, anyhow.
Anyway.
I then thought, well, look, I watch the game in Nottingham on Monday and then get the train back. So just get a bit more out of the weekend. Then I thought, well, hang on a second. If I've applied that principle at the end of the weekend, why don't I apply that principle at the start and get up there on Friday night?
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, here it comes, pal. So, Friday night.
Friday's double-ended weekend.
Oh, I tell you, you know, if you get drunk on the train, the time flies by.
Yeah.
It goes so quick.
Train drinking's magic. But I tell you what.
Right.
You want to get drunk on the train. You don't want to be drunk on the train. Mm. It's a delicate balancing act. Yes. You want to just come off that train just as it's kicking in.
Yes. And I did. I timed it to perfection. You'd be very, very proud of me.
Well done.
And then we went to a nice pub. And then that was that.
Our trip to Jerusalem, oldest pub in the world, where Robin Hood bought a pint for Jesus.
Went there on Sunday, actually, not the Friday.
Of course you did. A few Knots Bloods at. Steve Coopsy was at.
Such a piece. Anyway, on the Sunday.
Dyche was there.
I did actually see Dyche.
Of course you did.
By the by.
Did Dyche come to meet mother?
I mean,
sure, this is my mum. Sorry, she's ruined this. Supposed to be out getting hammered talking about Steve Chettle.
Anyway, Ian won't, but never mind. It's so close. I feel like I should give you the points. Anywho, on the Sunday. I was just having a great weekend, you know.
Of course you are. You're hammered.
I showed my mum the video. Oh. You got me. I don't know if we could say the name, but basically,
elucidate the listener to this is a running gag that has gone on now since lockdown. Mm. Offensive cameos.
Yes. So, yes, there are comedians out there on a particular. I mean, people do this, right? Particularly, it seems to be young men. Mm. Will get videos, celebrity videos, where they just get a celebrity to just abuse their mate. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the sort of thing that people like you and I find very funny, and we've amused ourselves, as you say, from lockdown onwards, getting mm-hmm. each other these videos for our birthdays, where we just send them personal information for them to just be absolutely appalling with.
And the great thing is, these are comedians who have no idea we exist. So you can be, you don't have to change the name, you don't have to change anything. Yeah. You can describe ourselves fully, and they live in a world where this is just Matt who does impressions and smells.
Yes, so they are from like basically a different element of the circuit. They're very much from the sort of traditional end, and they play venues anyway. So
the venues that are fully lit so you can see the pint glasses coming.
Exactly, yeah. And it's all like, you know, I get that there's a marketplace for that thing. Anyway, so
not like where you up for a piss in that pub. That was probably a gig.
I showed it to my mum. It's like a 2-minute video. She starts going, "Oh, Matthew, oh, why is he saying that? It's just horrible. It's not very witty, is it? It's just blunt." And he's, you know, it's, "You're a C word, this, that, and the other. You stink, you're a tramp. Dick's gonna drop off." It's all like this sort of thing. Like, he's obviously.
I shouldn't have sent him your medical records. That was overstepping the line.
Yes, it for a brief moment threatened to derail the dinner. I was sat there in this brasserie, like with my earpods in, showing my mum this video of some guy calling me.
What was the logic of showing your mother it? And what going in? Did you think there was a possibility she would find it funny?
I was full of beans. I tell you what happened was,
watch this. These two girls have only got one cup, but they're going to share. It's a video about sharing, mum.
She'd basically got me a video of Stuart Pearce, but she hadn't been able to see it.
What did he say to her?
He says something.
Oh, that's
like,
interesting. You know, because I made some inquiries for your birthday, your 40th. I made inquiries about a video for you, and I was told his mum's already on it.
Yes, that's right. So she managed to get Steve Cooper and Stuart Pearce.
Yes.
So Pearce is really funny. He's like, because you're making me feel old, you know, growing up, you was one of my idols and all stuff like that. It was really very sweet. So I showed her that, and then I said, "Oh, I'll tell you another video I got." I was obviously just on a roll. I'd had a couple of glasses of Malbec, you know, sure. Tucked into that.
Mother! Watch my videos, mother.
So yeah, the bit where he started saying that I stank and that my dick was going to drop off, I thought, oh, maybe this isn't the right video to show a 75-year-old.
Maybe I shouldn't be showing this in Browns. Shouldn't have got him to hook it up to the big screen.
Of course, it was his birthday as well, because her birthday's 3 days after mine.
Ah, so what did she think of the video you'd got for her?
You bitch. God's not even real. Oh, God. Harsh for me to do it as myself.
Yeah.
I've booked your video from leading voice artiste, Matt.
Are you on Cameo as Trump and things like that? You could make a sweet coin doing that, couldn't you?
If he comes back, but then it feels very weird, doesn't it? It all feel very...
Who's your best current impression? I've got to say, Jürgen.
Really?
Oh, it's exceptional. It was really good.
Yeah. Okay.
Happy birthday.
I want to say happy birthday to Mrs. Ford. I think you've done very well. I think you can do better. Okay, you're a mental monster.
What make you of the sight of Gary Neville sat with Messrs. Keys and Gray?
It's tricky, isn't it? I mean, this the thing is, I think it's okay to watch it. You don't.
I'm not watching it. I have to say, it's tricky, this, isn't it? One doesn't want to appear at sanctimonious. One takes one's view. I'm not watching it, but I understand why people are.
Yes.
You know.
And I'm not going, but I understand why people would. And if it was anywhere else, I'd have gone. And I did a manara about buying tickets.
Did you? Really?
Oh, yeah. Well,
oh, my God.
Not to any great degree. I was always like, 90% not going. But obviously, because I'm part of the England Travel Club, you get the emails every time there's more tickets released. And there's part of it that goes, oh man, I really want to go to see England play in the World Cup, but you just can't justify it. So I understand why people go. But it just feels like you're complicit.
Touch of the old Fords this week. So generally, like, I'm not going to watch it, but I'm not going to make a big deal of it. I'm not going to tweet like, guys, I'm not watching it. I don't think you should. You know, people make their own mind up. Anyway, when the bloody armband thing happened, I was like, fucking come on. Yeah. If your big thing is we're going to go out there and raise the issues, and I'm sick of conversation. Oh, well, we're raising the issue. Are you? Or are you just chatting to make yourself feel better? Did you raise the issues in Russia? What happened there? Anyway, the armband thing, I was like, fucking hell, a yellow card, that's it. So I put a little tweet out to that end. It did all right on Twitter. Got, you know, a few messages. Then I checked my Instagram and Lad Bible had picked it up.
Oh, God.
And put my tweet out as a sort of Lad Bible comment. Oh. It felt like being you for a bit. I got some very angry young men.
Really?
Rather missing the issue. The whole point of the tweet was, it's just a yellow card. I mean, if that's your argument, we're going out there to raise these issues, a yellow card shouldn't stop you. You know, compared to like getting arrested in Iran and all that, I had some young men who felt that a yellow card was the idea of Harry Kane being yellow carded. It's like they thought he was going to get shot. You stupid mag. You fucking idiot. He's one bad challenge away from getting fucking sent off, then, you toilet. I was like, yeah,
or one bad referee decision.
Yeah, he is. I don't mind.
You wouldn't say, oh, Usain Bolt should like let everyone else start first. Just to put the counter view, and I totally take your point, but just to put the counter view, I don't think players should be punished. And I don't think they should
put themselves at a point. And the tweet didn't make clear. I nearly put a second subtweet out saying, to be clear, what I'm saying is FIFA have put them in the shit. FIFA should have backed them up. And so they're doing it anyway. They didn't. They left the players in a situation. I felt it was set up for Harry Kane to do it anyway would have been a globally significant event. And it would have allowed Gareth Bale to do it. It would have allowed Christian Eriksen to do it. It would have allowed the great leaders and the football icons of our time to all make the same stand. And it would have made FIFA look insane. Instead, FIFA just said, we'll give you a yellow card. And everyone went, all right, then we won't do it. And but I tell you what, there's some angry. Let me see if I can find you some. Let me see if I can share some bio with you.
I'd love to know word for word some of the...
Well, you know, you sent half of them, so you remember what you said.
I said, you fucking bitch. you stupid. Whining little rat. Stop you talking stupid. Our country, Dan. Why do you hate our way of life?
Yeah, it's getting a lot of that. I got a lot of...
I'll get you somewhere else.
I tell you what, I got a lot of. Why don't you go out there and wear it?
Imagine.
I'm sick of you people sat here in England telling Harry Kane what he should do. Why don't you fly out to guitar and wear a rainbow flag?
Wow.
All right. You gonna? You book the flights. Right. I don't like to fly. I also had a couple of gigs in Bradford this week, or up in Bradford on tour. I come out there back stage door, and there's a lady there where it's a lovely lady by the name of Margaret. She's there with her friend Barbara. Margaret's got me a little bag for life with some sweeties in it and some toys for Elsie. And,
wow.
A little card inside, lovely, and some things she's had for a year. She bought me a sticker book, a World Cup sticker book. And I said, that's incredibly kind. You didn't need to do that. Anyway, second night in Bradford, Margaret's there again, and she's got another bag of goodies. And I said, Margaret, this has to stop. And she said, don't be doing a week in Bradford. I can't afford it. You'll bankrupt me. I said, you don't need to do that. And then as she's walking away, she went, stop all this vegan stuff. I said, you what? She said, don't be doing all this vegan stuff. Just have a good meal. I'm all right, Margaret. I like it. No, come on now.
Is that what was in the second bag? Just some pork chops?
Yeah, it was just full of meat. It was just awful in a bag. Fucking eat that now.
How old do you reckon she is?
I know what she... I think she told me. She's late 60s, I think. She's 65, and Barbara's 75. Young, really. But very kind.
That's very kind.
But stop, yeah, it was. Stuff. I loved that. So what I did do is when the England game was on, I thought I'm going to go and do something else. I had some shopping to do. I thought, go and do me shopping. I don't want to be in tempted to put it on. I thought, I'll have a sneaky pint. Couldn't find it. I thought there'd be a pub
shopping.
Well, no, I was mooching when I was, you know, bits and pieces. I had to go to the hardware shop. I was shopping like a nana. I needed to go to the charity shops. I needed to go to the hardware shop. You know, old school shopping, local, support your local business, spend cash. I was doing that. And I thought there'd be a quiet little pub somewhere that haven't got the football on. I'll walk in and they'll say, hey, we haven't got the football on. And I'll say, that's why I'm in here, pal. And then I'll have a nice pint, read me paper or whatever. Couldn't find anywhere, not showing it. I went in the hardware shop and he went, here, mate, do you want to know the score? I've got it on behind here. I was like, no, I'm trying not to watch it. He was like, oh, I won't tell you the score then, but they're 4-0 up. I was like, come on, mate.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you heard that we were 4-0 up.
I can't remember if it was 4-0. It was something, wasn't it?
Whatever it was, yeah.
3 or 4, whatever.
What did
and
you
it
think
made it worse. I was even more glad that I hadn't watched it because it just proved that it's a nonsensical game. You know, to be playing Iran at these times. I was glad. I obviously followed some of the news. I was glad the Iranian team took a stand against what's happening in that country. I thought that was brave. And I thought it showed up even more our cowardice.
I'm really loath to attack the England players or any of the players that didn't want to risk sanction. And it also, it doesn't necessarily sound like it was their decision. I would say...
No, but they were put in a position where...
Yeah, but
they could have done it anyway. They could have, you know. Someone put on Twitter, why don't you make the keeper captain and let the keeper take the card? It doesn't matter. But are you still making that stand?
Doesn't it?
Does it?
Well, yeah, because the keeper might get sent off.
Well, that's fine. We don't need it against Iran. I'm not going to need the keeper against
see, that,
USA.
The danger, the danger.
Fine, mate.
Danger.
Name's on the trophy, isn't it? We'll end up winning this one. We'll end up winning the jinxed World Cup.
If I really want us to win it. I agree about all the corruption that led to them having it. I'm as outraged as anybody about the appalling human rights record of the current regime. But I also want England to win the World Cup. Those two things can coexist. The thing that really made me laugh, actually, was Gianni Infantino.
Ugh.
And he's ludicrous. Are you allowed to watch the press conferences? Or
I'm watching the news, so obviously I know what's happened. You know, I'm seeing it all. I'm aware of the scores. You can't move. You know, everywhere I go, people are asking me, you know, if I've seen it and what the scores are and all that. I know Argentina lost, and that was a big deal.
But the Infantino press conference triggers, today I feel gay. Today I feel a migrant worker. You're like, what? The thing is, there are very few people that could have got away with doing that sort of thing. You're like, maybe Mandela could have got away with that. Maybe Greta could. But like, if you're the head of FIFA, you're like the last person on earth who can do that speech and say, oh, we're all, you know, we're all in this together type thing. But it's just the way he pauses between each little thing.
Yeah, well, it shows that it's rehearsed, wasn't it?
Well, it's made me... I've started doing it around the house. Today I feel thirsty. Today I feel peckish.
Is there anyone there when you're doing this? Or
no, just to myself. And you know what I said today? Today I feel Christmas. And I put the Christmas decorations up. That's right. It's Christmas in my house.
What?
Yes. Yes. New record. 22nd of November. Put it in your diaries. Bosh. The tree's up.
Is it up today? Wow.
Trees up. Trees up.
Decorations, so you've been watching the football, Christmas songs on, mince pies, tree up.
All that apart from the mince pies. I had a couple of conference calls and meetings and work to do. But yes. Yeah. And wow. You know, actually, today's the first time, John, I've ever, you know, sometimes when a lyric occurs to you, you know, certain Christmas songs are a really good example of this. They're just part of our furniture. You unquestioningly just sing along to them or whatever. And I put my Christmas vinyl on and Slade.
Vinyl?
Yeah.
Nice. Classy, like I like it. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, atmosphere, yeah.
So just on, nuts roasting on an open fire.
Anyway, so it's Slade, you know, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, I know it, mate.
And there's a line in it that obviously I've heard a million times, but today, for some reason, it really caught my head. What will your daddy do when he sees your mama
kissing Santa Claus?
What do you think he's going to do? I would expect him to beat the living shit out of him. I think he'd be livid.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you're the father, you know, I presume the inherent in the point is that he's someone's dad. So he's watching his wife and the mother of his children get off with Santa. You go, what is going on? Santa, are you doing this in every house you go to?
But you understand that the father is Santa.
That's you're kidding.
It's from the child's point of view. So the child stumbled downstairs seeing his mum getting off with Father Christmas. Father Christmas.
No, the question is, what will your daddy do?
Yeah, what will your daddy do? So you're the kid on the stairs and you're thinking, how am I going to tell my dad that mum's fucking Father Christmas? But of course, as a grown-up, we know daddy is Father Christmas. He's just in a suit and mummy's saying, oh, you're so good to do this every year. Get over here, you.
Maybe that's how they keep it spicy. Cosplay, isn't it, really?
That is the ultimate cosplay, yeah, every year.
Dressed up as a fat man with a grey beard on.
Yeah.
Not an obvious sex symbol, is it? It's not like you're dressing up as Beckham and getting one of those six-pack aprons.
Yeah.
You've gone the other way. You've gone super morbidly obese. Yeah. Granddad.
Start stumbling downstairs dressed as the Tooth Fairy in a few weeks. No, Gary. No, that's not the same. Not the same. I've paid for the dress now.
Mad. I guess with Santa, there's kind of, Santa's a celeb, isn't he? He's one of the ultimate celebs. So that would have like a cachet.
Is Santa one of the most famous people on the planet?
Got to be. Jesus, Santa. So. Beckham.
Is Santa more famous than Jesus?
Tricky. I mean, if Ronald McDonald was still knocking about, you know, he'd trouble the top three, wouldn't he, on a good day? Good conversation, this. And of course, all three of them fictional. What does that say about the people that are living? You know, it's a sad indictment. But then I guess the fictional character's been around a longer time. Jeez, a 2,000-year head start. Can I just say, I feel really stupid for not having understood that about the lyrics.
Yeah, I tell you what, it shows a beautiful naivety that there's something inside the struggling heart of this 40-year-old man that still believes in Father Christmas. That's what that says to me. There's a part
I do love the spirit of Christmas. In fact, yeah. Last year, we've got a light box. Many people have them. You know, it's like the same principle as the old cinema sign. You get the letters, you can write messages to each other on them.
Yeah, we've got one of them.
And last year I did a Christmas count and I was not happy with that. Especially counting the days till it's over. You know, the whole thing's Christmas. Every day you're reminding me that this thing's ending soon.
Yeah, but you get a good old run, don't you? I was having this conversation with Elsie this week. I was saying, you get your value, don't you? Even if you hold out till December the 1st, then you're not taking those decorations down until, what, January the 4th? You're getting a good month out of it there, aren't you? I think you've gone too early. And I say this as one of Britain's leading Christmasmen. Mm. I love Christmas. I really do. I love Christmas. Do you know what we watched today? Picked Elsie up from school. We had a bit of a film.
National Lampoon Christmas Vacation.
Not child friendly. Shitter oh. was full.
Oh, God, yeah.
Kiss my ass. it's a bit nipply out. Look, it's a deer.
Oh, okay. Nightmare Before Christmas. Miracle on 34th Street.
Close. No. I don't know if you'll have seen this one, actually. Arthur Christmas.
Oh, I know. Yes, I have seen it.
Have you seen Arthur Christmas?
Yes, I have. CGI. Lad with a long face.
Lad with a long face.
Great Fanner cast.
Played by Jim Broadbent.
That's it. In fact, you want another Jim Broadbent Christmas film? Get Santa is very good.
Is it?
Oh, it's really funny.
I've seen that one.
It's great. It's Rafe Spall, Stephen Graham. Jim Broadbent plays Santa. He ends up in prison. It's really funny. It's great.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, Jodie Whittaker. It all-star cast. It's class.
Have you watched Christmas films yet?
Yes. We watched Falling for Christmas, which is the new Lindsay Lohan Christmas film that's on Netflix.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good. So I watched England Iran, got back, and watched that.
It just sounds bonkers, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I watched England Iran and then came home and watched Lindsay Lohan's Christmas film. it's a funny old sentence to say in your life, isn't it?
They're like, you're coming to the pub to watch Wales-America game? Nah, I've got to get back for Falling for Christmas. So see you soon, boys.
What you're drinking, you strike me as a man who's opened the port or he's on the Baileys.
Not yet. So you obviously got me a lovely bottle of port. I'm waiting for the right time to open that. I kind of think Christmas, as we know, comes once a year. So I'm thinking, yes, maybe this Christmas I'll focus more on the drinks that I don't drink the rest of the year. Baileys, port, mulled wine. And I guess it's just a matter of time before my foot pops.
Well, I was just about to ask. Talk to me about our old friend Gouty. Are you going out, Gout?
I've not had any issues lately. So you know.
And are you having dry days?
Oh God, yeah. I mean, you know me. I it's been a heavy weekend. End of the birthday celebrations, but now I return to my usual. Do you know what? I don't even think I'll watch the England-America game on Friday. I don't think I'll even drink watching that because I've got an early start on Saturday.
What, is that Friday night, is it?
You don't even know when we're playing. God. No,
they're in my diary, but I'll level with you. I don't even know what day it is. It has been a busy period. And I think that's helped as well because I've been around and about a lot. The reason I ask is I'm concerned because that's potential trouble for me if I'm in any way. A couple of beers and order a curry. Then I've got to actively not watch it. What I've done so far is I've just put other stuff in and I've gone out. And what's worse is I've sort of, through talking to other people, other people have said, right, well, if you're not watching it, I'm not watching it. And you're like, oh, God.
What?
That tweet went viral. Now I've really bloody shot my mouth off. I don't know, I've got this to back it up now.
Well, this is the problem with like placing yourself in too rigid a box.
Yeah.
Is that? If we get to the final, you've got to watch it.
Have I?
Of course you have, you fool.
I don't think I will.
I mean, that would be one of the most spectacularly thick decisions of your entire existence.
Let's get stuck into some features, shall we?
We should. Have you got one for Onana? What's my name?
I have, yeah, if you want it.
Oh, I do want it.
Do you know what's annoying? I had one this week, but I was driving. I thought, that's such a good Onana, what's my name? And I've bloody forgotten it, haven't I? It'll come back to me at some point, but it's not here today. But I've got another one.
Okay. Oh, who's this at the door? Hello there.
Hello there.
Oh.
You can't be taking that long to answer the door, you know, at this level I need you. You've got to be straight there. You know, if you want it, you've got to be straight there. Ding dong, wallop, open the door. That's not good enough.
Okay, and just to be clear, you current Premier League, yeah?
No, football in general. I was.
Well, I think okay. I mean, it's fairly obvious.
Is it?
But I'm going to humour you.
Oh, he's confident.
Oh, I'm confident. Did you enjoy Blackpool?
I think you're too confident, my friend.
Oh, well, that's good then. What would you like to eat?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to ask my mate, but I don't think you made the right choices. I mean, you can text me if you want what would be a better snack to have at a party, but I don't think. What are they? Cheese balls? Not good. You know, what? Back when I played, you wouldn't have had a cheese ball. You'd have got you'd have gone out and got McCoy's.
Okay. And would you say you were unlucky?
No, I think I had a good time. You know, I'd like to have had more of a chance. I think I could have done it. You know, I think I could have done something at a World Cup. Of course I do.
What music would you like to hear at my party?
Mumford and Sons.
Is that genuinely what you like?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
I assume so anyway. That's the sort of thing I think I would like.
Okay, I thought
it's
you were
more
older.
That I don't like your music. Whatever you like, I don't like it.
I like drill music.
Yeah, I don't like drill music. I like drills. Get out there, work hard, you know, put the hours in.
What about power drills?
No, I don't like power drills. Okay. You know, you've got to get a man, get the man in who can do the job. I knew what my job was. You know, you give me the ball, I put it in the net. You know, that was my job.
Okay.
I don't want to be messing around with power drills. That's someone else's job.
Okay. I thought you looked older than you are, you see. How old are you now then?
I'm a bit older than you. I think I'm sort of mid-40s, late-40s.
Damn it, I thought you were like 60-odd.
Did you think I was Tony Pulis?
No, I thought you were Ian, what's his face? I mean, it's like QPR.
Oh, yeah. Blackpool. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not him. I tell you how old I am. I'm 49, and here's something I just discovered. I was born in Nottingham.
What? You don't sound like you were.
Oh, I don't sound it, no.
But this is how you always sound.
I think so. I think what's happened, my voice has wandered off a little bit. But I, you know, come on.
Okay. Did you play for England?
No, I don't think so. Maybe once or twice. Let me have a look. I don't think I did. Hang
Top
on,
division
it says
football.
International career here. I did get an England cap. I got an England cap on the 15th of November 1997. I come on in the 79th minute against Cameroon, but I was left out of the World Cup squad after I fell out with Glenn Hoddle.
Graham Lassow?
No, he sounds like that, Danny. Graham Lassow, he's London.
Well,
so.
I'm not sure that you're doing it right. Matt Letizia.
Oh, no, I'd have gone a different way with Matt Letizia.
I know,
I'd have opened bigger with Matt Letizia. Don't you worry about that. This so-called party.
Who'd you play for then?
Oh, no, play for. Well, who do it sound like I play for? That's it. Because I think if you get that, you'd.
Norwich.
I was. Yeah, started at Norwich, didn't I? Started at Norwich. And then I made the move for 5 million.
Yes.
And that's where I became known.
I know who you are.
Yeah.
You misery guts.
Yeah, I am a misery guts. Yeah, I like a bloody ding dong. That's what I like. I like to be miserable about everything. And then I've got a friend who's happy about everything. And we have a right fight.
Yeah, charmless old shit, aren't you?
I am a miserable bastard. That's what I do. I should have played more for England. I should have been better, but I wasn't. So I just moan about everything. I'm really unhappy about it.
Yeah.
And I'm unhappy about bloody Shearer. He's gone on. He's out there now, isn't he? I'm on the bloody radio. He's on the telly. Not happy.
That's true. But you are on the telly. You're on BT Sport.
Am I?
Yes. Amazed you didn't know. I've seen you on there.
I don't watch BT Sport. I can get it on my phone, but then I have to buy that thing that goes in the back of the telly and I can't be asked. So I don't watch anything on BT Sport.
Well, you're on it. And you are. I name the member. Chris Sutton.
I am Chris Sutton. Yeah.
And
Chris
I cannot
Sutton.
Lie.
I don't know why I picked Chris Sutton, but it was I did go to Pristolian, so you were right to be thinking of your Poulis is your Ian. What is his name?
I know, I've forgotten it.
Ian?
Holloway.
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 But, you know, I done you dirty there. The problem I had is that I'm I'm really enjoying not having to do FPL and not think about the Premier League. So I didn't want to pick a Premier League footballer. Because let's be honest, we're all enjoying the break, whether we're watching the World Cup or not. It's nice to have a bit of time off. Have you looked at your team? Have you done any transfers?
Have I, Ek
is like. So I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to pick a sort of prominent World Cup footballer because I haven't really watched it and that would have been too easy for you. So I went pundit. What do you think of that?
I like it. I'm into it. I'm vibing it. I'm feeling it.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC.
Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Now, we've had some great tweets about
the feature where
you get me to Google a city.
Yes. We asked for names for it.
Yes. Lord Sewell. Said Norwich City.
Yeah, the Nor doesn't really is redundant.
Okay, that was my
it?
Pronunciation. Norwich City. Norwich City. Mr. Jay Sherville says
very nice.
Yes,
is that your is that yours or is that his?
That's his. That's Mr. all his.
Hello, Mr. Sherville.
Mr. Jay Sherville. I'd guess that he was an accountant, but that's purely just going off that.
Oh, God, we haven't done this for a while.
Oh, well.
Tell me about Mr. Jay Sherville.
Accountant, I can see from his profile picture, I'd say married, and I bet he's watching the England games, and he likes ice cream.
He likes ice cream.
Loves his ice cream, Mr. Jay Sherville.
I'm on his Twitter page now, so I can tell you what he does for a living. And I can tell you where he's from. So you tell me that. You tell me where he's from and what he does for a living.
See, my instinct says Rotherham, but I think the formality is drawing me down south.
Oh, go on then. Yeah, go a bit south of Rotherham, mate. I like this. Go down the M1, maybe 10 junctions.
Well, then he might be from Nottingham.
A bit further, but I tell you what, you think of a place... Five to ten junctions down, that sounds like Nottingham. You're honing in, mate. I'll give you one more guess.
Kettering?
Kettering?
Well, not Tingham, Kettering. They're both on the M1.
He's Nottingham. From Northampton. He's from Northampton.
Oh, very close. Very close.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. That's good.
Powers are strong with
what
me.
What does he do for a living?
I think I said accountant.
Yeah, he's not an accountant.
What is he then?
He works in a school. He's a head of department. What department is he the head of?
English.
Art, design, and technology. We should have got that from the Mr. Sherville. That's what a teacher would do.
Yes, Mr. Sherville.
The clues were there.
They were indeed. I effed that up.
Do you know what football club he supports?
I think you're leading me to Kettering. Would I be right in saying he doesn't support Kettering Town?
He does not support Kettering Town, and I think that's a...
Oh, hang on. Northampton. What am I doing here? Oh, prat. Mr. Jay Sherville.
I'll give you the tweet he's retweeted from the club.
Okay, great.
It says, we are staying up.
Oh, is he a Leeds fan?
He is a Leeds. Well, he's retweeted that tweet. So welcome to the podcast, Mr. Sherville.
Anyway, his tweet to us, he said that the feature where I Google a city should be called Man Checks a City.
Oh, I like that. That's, and I'm not just saying that because he's a Leeds fan and he's a teacher and I'm attracted to authority. I think that's a good name.
You're good at this, you are, sir.
Yeah. Man Checks
sir,
a City.
Sir, I heard you get read out on that podcast. Sir gets read out on a podcast, isn't it? Is that right, sir? You on a podcast? Can we come on your podcast, sir? So now it's called Man Checks a City.
That's it then, is it?
Yeah.
So you're looking for a city, are you?
Well, you got to tell me and I'm going to Google it.
I want you to Google the city of Tromso.
What?
T-R-O-M-S-O. Tromso.
Norway. I've never heard of it.
Tromso.
Okay, here we go. So it's northern Norway.
Very much so.
Ooh, look at this. The Paris of the North in the 1700s and 1800s. How would they know? Oh, they're going, I think this is the Paris of the North. Who needs a fucking Eiffel Tower? We've got the Northern Lights. Oh!
When was the Eiffel Tower built?
I imagine after the 1700s.
Yeah. Tromso.
Vikings and all that. So have you been? Is this where you went to see the Northern Lights a few years ago?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, which famous comedian died in Tromso? And the answer is John Richardson.
What, you did a gig there?
I gigged there, yeah, in Tromso. I said, right, book us a couple of days either side. We'll go out 3 or 4 days. I want to see the Northern Lights. The only time the Northern Lights was visible from Tromso was 8 p.m. on the night of my gig. I got pranked by the Northern Lights. Absolutely got it. But it's a beautiful place.
So I Googled John Richardson Tromso.
Oh, no.
So it must be like a Q&A you've done. 2015, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I had to do a video to publicise it because it wasn't selling.
I've not seen the video, but there's one of the headlines. This is all in Norwegian. It says, British humour.
Well, I mean, that's as good a review as I'll take from that game.
Here we go. I hemlendet sit Richardson et stort naven. Radiovert ha han opdrat for BBC One, live at the Apollo. Michael McIntyre Comedy Roadshow. Oh, this is so funny. I feel like even thinking about it is making you ill, John.
Yeah, it was.
I am worried about your chest, though. You cannot, and this is, and I say this to my mother all the time, and I will say it to any listener.
Mother!
Mother!
Stop ruining my birthday weekend, mother! I want to watch a video of a dog having a shit. No, Matthew, I want to have dinner with you. Watch me videos. Shut up.
I would watch a video of a dog having a shit.
I know you would. And then he eats it. No, Matthew, please, it's your birthday meal. No, watch. This is the good bit because he shits it and he eats it and then he pukes it up and he eats it again. We'll just have the bill, please. F***ing hell, mother! I'm going down Taco Bell anyway. I don't even give a shit.
I do love Taco Bell. Anyway.
You do love Taco Bell. And I find it hilarious how much we talk about it and they've never reached out to you. I hope we mention Taco Bell every podcast and they never, ever get in touch to offer you so much as a taco, never mind.
I'm not doing it for that. I'm just a fan. Same with Cadbury's.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You want to be flown all expenses paid by Taco Bell to Qatar for the final. That's what you want. You corporate rat. You corporate rat.
It's a corporate rat. Oh, it's a new character. Can you scuttling through like the pipes at night? It's the corporate rat, everyone.
Yeah. Is this on X's?
Don't box, please. Where's my campaign? I'm afraid we're out of champagne. Ooh, corporate rat's angry. He's started nibbling me toes. Already like corporate.
I think we can...
I might try and get one for the 11th of December.
I think we can safely say that stands in place of this week's animal weapon location. The travels of corporate rat to Tromso. I'm afraid we've got some, I hate to say this before we finish, bit of controversy, mate. Paul Golding's been in touch.
You know, that's also the name of a notorious far-right individual.
Is it?
Yeah.
Paul Golding QC, like that one.
Yeah, the leader of Britain First is called Paul Graham.
Oh, is it? Well, I hope it's not him.
I'm sure it's not him. I don't think it's him. I'd be amazed if he, especially given the sort of stuff that you and I
have. No, he's been to see me in Nottingham. He's a good lad. Oh, Paul okay. Goldie. Anyway, he emails in and says, we must send them back. Britain is flooded. Oh, God, no, maybe it is him. He says, I hope you're well. Enjoying the pod. Keep up the good work. Listening to your show, as I do when going about my daily life, I was stopped in my tracks recently to hear Sean Harrison's suggestion of the Declan Rice is Right feature. Great idea for a game, as you guys seem to recognise. However, Sean is a lifelong friend of mine and a regular gym buddy. And it was one such gym session last year that I invented this game, and we had a laugh playing it one early morning gym session. Although under my name for it, the much more pleasing, the Rice is Right. I'm happy to admit that together we developed the idea after my initial inception, but not to get a mention at all from Sean hurt me deep in the feel bag. I hope this wrong can be righted and we can all go on enjoying the Rice is Right. I send Sean my love, as I'm confident that this is just an oversight on his behalf and surely nothing malicious. All the best, Paul.
Okay, I would suggest that the phrase feel bag definitely rules out this being Paul Golding, the leader of Britain First.
Yes, I think so. Although the early morning gym session is a red flag for me.
Yeah, I imagine he's more sort of Nuffield Health rather than, you know, mixed gym.
Yeah.
Around the back of the abattoir.
Or in the abattoir, punching animals in the head until they're dead and then eating them.
Oh, what an horrible way to live. Stop it. Stop being neo-Nazis. Stop punching animals in the head. Just don't do it.
So you do have some morals. Good on you, mate. I'm pleased to see you take a stand about something.
John, I've got some exciting news.
You're retiring from comedy and emigrating.
No. Even more exciting than that, we are going to release our very own CPFPL podcast beer with Kirkstall Brewery, and we've asked our listeners to send in their suggestions for what it should be called, and like Erling Haaland, they have delivered. So, we've got a name for our new beer. Can you remember what it is?
It's CPFP Hellas. It's a real quench boost.
I can't believe... This is so cool that we've got our own beer. CPFP Hellas, a real quench boost, will be released soon by Kirkstall Brewery and will be giving some away as prizes to listeners and Another Slice subscribers. And we might even get some paraphernalia made up of beer mats and bar towels. This is the dream come true. Now, as we know, Kirkstall are known for their delicious cask beers like Three Swords and Dissolution, as well as modern hoppy beers like Virtuous and Judicious, and CPFP Hells will be no different. We've got our own beer! As well as brewing great beer, Kirkstall also have some of the best pubs in Yorkshire, like the Kirkstall Bridge Inn and the Cardigan Arms in Leeds, the Sparrow Inn in Bradford, and their own tap room at the brewery on Kirkstall Road. You can get 20% off everything with the code CPFPL20. Just visit the website kirkstallbrewery.com, click on shop, and enter the code for 20% off everything with the code CPFPL20. And oh my God, coming to market soon, our own beer, CPFP Hells, a real quench boost. Can you imagine? I mean, is it the most egotistical thing in the world to get drunk on your own beer?
It would be worse if it was called, like, 40.
I got drunk on our own show. I've had 5 pints of me.
Getting high on your own supply.
Oh, I can't wait to taste it. Don't forget that 11th of December, by the way.
Yes.
You can get tickets to come and see. We're doing it live in Harrogate. And there's only a few tickets left.
Harrogate.
Harrogate with Mother.
Mother. Is your mum coming?
I doubt it. It's too late. Go to at ComediansFPL on Twitter to find out how to get tickets for that, by the way. It's going to be a right old laugh.
Get to meet Corporate
think
Rat.
As a feature, do you know what? I think each week I think Corporate Rat should... Corporate Rat's going to go to Qatar and he's going to report back for
wow.
us.
Wow.
Is that right, Corporate Rat?
Because it's... That was another one of the sentences that blew my mind. The big reveal of actually you're not going to be able to buy beer in the fan zones. And then the sentence, although spectators in corporate hospitality will still have access to beer. Well, of course they will.
Budweiser as well.
So... I think it's fair to say that's all we've got time for this episode. We'll be back later on for another podcast after the England versus USA game, which you can tell me all about, Matthew. Do you want to write me a little match report?
Well, I'll just freestyle.
Would you please take note of the performance of Leeds United's Brendan Aaronson and Tyler Adams?
I'll try to.
Thank you.
So don't forget, you can get tickets to come and see us. There's only a handful of tickets left for our show in Harrogate on the 11th of December. Go to @ComediansFPL on Twitter to find out how to get tickets. Email us about anything you like at hello@cpfpl.com. AnotherSlice.com/CPFPL for our exclusive access to the Diamond Club. And what's that?
Oh, I love it in there. Oh, yeah. Champagne and exclusive content.
Corporate rat is already
he was first to sign
in
up,
the Diamond.
He got a discounted rate for signing up first.
Yeah, I met some blokes at the cricket last year. They got me in.
So if you want to meet Corporate Rat in the Diamond Club, get over to AnotherSlice.com/CPFPL for details. And that really is. Oh, do leave a written review on your podcast app. And that is it. From me, from John, and from Corporate Rat.
Bye.
Bye.